The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June.
Good morning, good morning.
I said that's life.
Let's get this morning started, baby. 6:06. Let it rip, Albert. Come on.
It may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
All right, here it is. Here it is.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet. A pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
Don't ever forget those words. No matter what, we will prevail. Joe on the radio, good morning. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano is here. Albert is here. Debbie's here. And you are here. Great show today. And we so appreciate when you join us every single morning here on the AM 970, The Answer. Radio station live from New York, but streaming all around the country. Now around the world. We get your social media all around the country, all around the world. And we appreciate it so very much. AM 970, TheAnswer.com, the flagship station for Salem Media. Right here screaming out of New York City. Rick Klein's going to join us this morning. Political director for ABC News. Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice will join us, founder of Blue Lives Matter. They're talking about those police officers shot in the Bronx. This is one of the searing stories that, and we, you know what, you just, God forbid, knew this was going to happen with the laws that are in the state of New York. Inexcusable. Inexcusable. And we'll get into that with the Sergeant Imperatrice. Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us, and we're going to talk about the what's going on with this post-impeachment analysis and how Washington is just going crazy. Congressman Zeldin is certainly one of the good guys, one of the great public servants down there in Washington for us, coming out of New York's 1st District. We'll be talking with Lee, and Lauren Conlon will join us. She's the entertainment correspondent and the host of the Red Carpet Rendezvous podcast. We'll talk about the Academy Awards, if you want. And then one of the brightest political minds on the scene today, Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. And he is, I could just open the mic and let Michael just chat, man. And we will indeed do that in the 9 o'clock hour. And you're always welcome at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. We are so lucky today. First of all, how we always support the New York Police Department. And there's so many of the NYPD that listen to this program, and I am honored. We are all honored that the NYPD chooses to come to us, to listen to us every single morning. We support the police. We support law enforcement. I don't know how they do it every single day. When there is a problem in a stressed area, when there's a problem, particularly in the inner city, and the police are the first to go on a domestic violence call. They're the first to go. How they get vilified. And then you cut to the Academy Awards, and you know, I thought, and we'll talk about that as well. And then Chris Rock, you know, and Chris is funny, he's a nice kid. Look at me, a kid, I'm old, I say he's a kid. but he makes a cop joke about the cops pulling over, you know, another black American. Not hours after there are two assassination attempts on a police officer. This narrative that came on in the prior presidential administration, this narrative, this anti-police narrative, is the reason these nutbags, this scum, this creep, I don't want to mention his name, goes into a precinct in the Bronx or goes up to a police car and tries to assassinate two police officers. This is something that we expected because of the laws that, and I always say the progressive socialists are not Democrats, but really these are the Democrats. This is what the Democrats are believing in now. This is my old party. I'm a lifelong blue dog Democrat. I would never think of going up against law enforcement. What is the end game when you with this bail reform? What is the end game? And where's Governor Cuomo on this? And most those of us who have known Andrew Cuomo for years, he's a common sense, he's a good, decent man. I don't know what happened. What do you go to Albany and you lose your soul and you lose your mind and you go against the police? There should be an executive order. Now, this bail reform is a nightmare. It's an abject failure. And then when I see Mayor de Blasio, two Italians, by the way, that makes me proud, huh? Oh, please. You know what I'm saying? Really? My Italian-American father always told me to respect the police. And if I was in a position where I could make the laws or break the laws, I would never allow that to happen. What's going on in Albany? It's going on in Jersey, and it's going on in California. And little by little, if we don't stay vigilant, that we're going to lose these states. The progressive socialists are ruining this country, and it's creeping in. It's unconscionable. And how Bernie Sanders, God bless Bernie's doing great. You know, in Iowa, whatever happened with that fiasco with the Iowa. Now, I guess Pete Buttigieg won, but he had problems with his police department. Bernie Sanders backs Ilhan Omar. I stand with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Well, that makes me feel good. If you support the state of Israel, if you love our Jewish brothers and sisters, it's nice that Bernie, who is a Jewish guy from Brooklyn, is supporting these two anti-Semites, these anti-Americans. This is good. This is great. You wonder why I come on the radio every morning, why I open this microphone with great respect as a broadcaster now, after all these years. You know, it's a sense of responsibility to just take the narrative of what's trying to take over this great country and take it away, and we have to wrestle it back. Two police officers. Look at this. I'm reading here. A man facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Right there is a headline I never thought I would see in my lifetime. Authorities say 45-year-old, I'm not going to mention this creep's name, allegedly walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx, opened fire Sunday morning. A lieutenant positioned by a front desk was shot in the arm, rushed to Lincoln Hospital, where, thank God, he's expected to survive. But less than 12 hours earlier, on East 103rd, this guy allegedly opened fire, police, they got video of it, at a police van in the South Bronx, striking and injuring an officer. And then I heard through Fox News this morning, and they did not verify, but that now it's going after the Department of Corrections. I don't know that this came from the NYPD. This is not verified, but don't wear your uniform if you're off duty.
Like, what? That, every time you see a police officer, you should be saying thank you. Thank you, officer. And stop with the anti-police rhetoric that was so prevalent throughout Barack Obama's administration. No, we have a president who believes in law enforcement, believes in the United States military, and then, you know, the elitists roll their eyes when we say that. We support the police. It's important to back the police. And when these laws are passed, they've just got to be changed. They have to change them. And I would plead with Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, they can't stop with the political correctness. What you think is right is so wrong. It's just so wrong against everything you and I ever were believed. My father always told me, you know what? Because I was a punk, a bit of a wise guy punk when I was a kid. You know, my dad, God rest his soul, always he would, hey, listen, you know, if I did say outside of the head, boom, like that, you know, straighten me right out. My mom as well. They would always straighten me out. But the one thing my father always taught me about, here is a captain commissioned to be a major in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War. Always respect the police. My pop always told me, always respect the police. That was the line I did not cross. Nowadays, it's like they throw buckets at police officers. How the heck did we get to where we are? You wonder why I come on the radio every morning with Frank and Al and Debbie, because we believe in the police, and thank you to the NYPD. And along with the New Jersey State Troopers, the New York State Troop, State Police, all the local police in Jersey City, all surrounding areas, out in Long Island, you know, we stand fast in our support of law enforcement. And to you listening now, and if you're an officer, And you're in your car, if you're with your partner, thank you. God bless you. We got your back. We got your back. This stops now. It just stops now. And I would plead with my liberal, progressive, socialist friends who are kind enough to listen to us every morning. Vote Joe, you're a Trump guy. Stop with the who I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I love this country, heart and soul. And you know what? I'm a Jersey boy who looked at the skyline of New York from Route 46, baby. In New Jersey, Route 3, coming into the Lincoln Tunnel when I was a kid, saying, one day I'm going to work in New York. How many of us, if you're from Long Island, you're Brooklyn, you want to get to the city, man, right? And here we are. And now that we are here, this is a great city. And the law, what Mayor Giuliani did with Bill Bratton, with Commissioner Bernard Kerik, how they rebuilt this great city, because I'm old enough to remember when there was anarchy in this city. Then we get it back. Now you have Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo. Literally, the police dodged a bullet. And it's got to stop now. We have to stand fast in our support of the NYPD. You know what? Oscars, did you watch the Oscars? Did you care about the Oscars 616? I have to tell you, you know, again, I always say this as a caveat. I'm not on the A-list or the B-list in Washington. I'm in Washington, in California, and you know, in Los Angeles. I'm not even on the wait list. But I have to have immense respect. Making films is the hardest thing you can do. Making films is so, people don't realize you got to get up ungodly hours, like kind of like we do on the radio, you know. But then you got to look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on film, you know. And it's hard. So I have respect, and I understand that when you and I roll our eyes when Hollywood gets so full of themselves. But you have to. I always think of the crew. I always think of those early mornings when you're reporting to the set, and it's 3:30 in the morning, you know, and you have your lines in your head, and there's no room for error. So I always appreciate all that Hollywood does. It's hard. It's hard work, and they work hard in Hollywood. So I want to give them that right off the bat. But it was interesting to watch. I watched as much as I can. Just as a heads up, we're going to jump onto America's Newsroom on Fox News, and that'll be at about 11:40 with Sandra Smith and my buddy Ed Henry. And Sandra's great. Love Sandra. So we'll be going there. Then I think I'm scheduled to jump on my buddy Neil Cavuto's show on Fox Business, I believe. Then, check this out. I got to come back to the station. We're going to do some business here at the station. Then I'm going to the Stress Factory. it's this evening, yeah, about 7 o'clock. There's a restaurant. Listen to me. After I do all this, my buddy calls, my buddy Sal, who I love dearly and would do anything for, because he would do anything for me. He's just one of those great, loyal, wonderful friends from New Jersey with immense character and loyalty. So, hey, I got a new restaurant in New Brunswick. It's called Vola, V-O-L-L-A, V-O-L-A, I guess. Well, could you drop, we're doing a soft opening. I said, what's a hard opening? I have no idea what that means. It's a soft. I said, whatever you need, I'm going to go to a restaurant opening. Why? Because there's no more loyalty. There's no more character. There's no more true friendship. Am I right or wrong? When you listen to the show, you are family. You are around this virtual kitchen table every single morning, and we embrace you and love you. You are family, whether you like it or not, by the way, you know. And yes, we may be a dysfunctional family sometimes, but this is a family. So when my friends call and they say, we need you, I show up. And that is a story with John Bramnick, Mr. Leader down there in Trenton, Assemblyman John Bramnick. But he's going to put on his comedy hat today. We have a sold out big show at the Stress Factory, 7 o'clock. And I'm going to jump on stage and just say thanks to everybody. We're supporting John. And you're just going to have some Mike Marino, the bad boy of comedy, is going to be there. So it'll be fun. Then I'm getting in the car and I'm going back, and we're doing the Ingram Angle with Laura tonight. You know, we're going to be talking about the Academy Awards. Then we're back, boom, tomorrow morning. And we'll be streaming live right here on AM 970, The Answer. Locked in and loaded. A lot to talk about. I want to talk about, I had a great weekend with my beautiful little girl, Charlie. Went to the New Jersey Devils. Devils won. Thank you. I will take full responsibility for their win. So we got a lot to get into. And Rick Klein's going to join us just in about 20 minutes. Debbie Duhaime, always out there doing a great job looking out for you on the road. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing on this Monday morning?
Great. I saw that picture with you and your daughter, Charlie. That was so nice.
We went. You know, she's so good. She's so nice. And the Devils do such a great job over at the Prudential Center, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do a great job. So I made sure my daughter grows up a Devils fan, you know.
Of course. You know, well, my son is a Devils fan. I know. That's very important when you're from Jersey.
And we love the Rangers. We love the Islanders. But, man, you know, you're from Jersey, man. It's like our only team. I mean, you know what I mean? Our only real team. Hey, Deb, thanks for joining us this morning. Here it is Monday, and always traffic, and Debbie always makes it sound great. Debbie Duhaime, 20 minutes after 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, we're going to go to the inbound GWB upper level. It's an accident blocking a lane here on that upper level of the George Washington Bridge. So traffic building quickly here to the upper from 8095 Express. It's an hour to the upper level from 8095 Express. Lower level, 8095 Local, about 25 minutes in. 15 from 446 and 25 in from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 20. And the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, disabled vehicle. Holland Tunnel, 15 in from both approaches. We're still seeing some pockets of volume for you as you head to the Cross Island North up by Northern Boulevard with an accident there, Joe. And over at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens, a crash as well. The Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, lower level into town, a disabled vehicle mid-span. And the westbound belt at Francis Lewis Boulevard, looks like you have an accident over there as well. Rain today, high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it and for the patients that I have that are taking it. It's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
I love AMAC. I love what they stand for, smaller government, and I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S., and they are veteran-run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250, #250, and say the keyword, Dennis Prager. Again, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Dennis Prager, Pure Talk USA, simply smarter wireless.
You know how I feel about our furry friends. Let me tell you about Delta Rescue. Delta stands for dedication and everlasting love to animals. Its founder, Leo Grillo, left Hollywood 40 years ago to devote his life to saving animals abandoned in the wilderness. Delta is the largest no-kill, care-for-life sanctuary in the world and is home to 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many animals. And now Delta is giving you a special gift. It's called The Rescuer, the award-winning documentary about Grillo's two-year-long rescue of a family of 21 dogs abandoned in the wilderness. The Rescuer is yours to watch free by going to deltarescue.org/GORKA. You'll also be able to receive information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning. That's deltarescue.org/GORKA. Learn how to grow your estate and make your your legacy work for the animals. That's deltarescue.org/Gorka.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 624 on AM 970 The Answer. Proud to have you with us this morning. Happy Monday. You know, it's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. You know that. Many real estate agents say all the right things just to get your business, but good luck getting them to make time for you after that, right? If you're retiring or you're looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Lewis Calamine, I got to call Lewis because I'm thinking, you know, at my point in my life, what am I doing? I got this house in the woods, me and Otis, you know. Maybe I have Lewis Calamine check this out because he and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They'll be with you every step of the way. You know, they're a true full-service company. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly, you could count on Calamine & Company Real Estate. They also specialize, by the way, in selling estate-owned properties, right? And are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps the most impressive thing about them is their 100% success rate. That is correct. They sell 100% of properties bought to market. That's Calamine & Company I'm telling you about. No other broker can make that claim. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here's the number for Calamine & Company, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 626 on AM970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. Great to have you with us. A big shout out to the New Jersey Devils. Had a great time over there at the Prue Center. You know, as a Newark guy, as a kid watching Newark burn down, that was the hometown of my parents. And to go over there and to see Newark doing so well now, I mean, Broad Street's all like the stores are there. And to watch the Prudential Center, with a shout out to my mentor, Raymond Chambers, the Wall Street icon who just actually gave up everything on Wall Street to give back to his hometown of Newark, New Jersey, and got me involved with the Boys and Girls Club, I think 100 years ago, literally 25 years ago. So, but it was great to take my young daughter, Charlotte, Charlie. We went there, and we want to thank everybody at the Devils, and we just had what a wonderful time. Because you know, you go, you take your kid. We parked. It was great. Everybody who works, by the way, and we'll move on. I know we got a lot to get into this morning. Rick Klein from ABC News will join us momentarily. But what I love, when we do these, I do what we call the Joey Benefit events. You know, where you show up, you got a charity. I got a tuxedo. I come early. I stay late. But they move the country along. Every time I'm out, and sometimes you, as a parent or grandparent, you're at an event, you know, and you're at a play, you're at a school function, and you're going, oh my gosh, when is this over? You know what I mean? Oh, I got to sit through this whole thing. You know what? But those little things, or you go to a nonprofit, and the first thing, every time I emcee a nonprofit event, in my mind, I know that in your mind is, when do we leave? When can we get out of here? I made the donation. I'm showing up. When can we go? And the first thing I say, Joe, you're emceeing tonight? Yes, I'll get you out of here early. Fact of the matter is, it's our responsibility to give back to our communities like that, to our churches and to our mosques and synagogues, and to whatever you worship. It's good to give back because it moves the country along. So this is when I go to Newark and I see a beautiful, beautiful, the beautiful Prudential Center, right in Newark, New Jersey, where my mom, and then I run into a guy, Joe, how are you, man? Great to have you here. I said, where are you from? I'm from the Ironbound. My mother was born in the Ironbound, man. Everybody who works, that was the best thing they did in Newark. And I know Mr. Chambers has something to do with that. They're all from Newark, and it's great, and it's exciting. So I appreciate Sean Sade, and he was kind enough. He's the executive vice president of entertainment for the Prudential Center in Newark. They get in everybody. Billie Eilish is coming. Bruce played there. Everybody plays the Prue Center now in Newark. So to Sean and his beautiful daughter, Taylor, it was a father-daughter night there at the Devils game, and the Devils won. So that was very, very exciting. So thanks to everybody over at the Prue Center, and thanks for making Newark so proud.
6:29 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. How are you, Frankie?
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning to you, my friend. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm exhausted listening to your schedule for the day.
I'm wired and pumped up. I can't believe it. And Albert, good to see you, my friend. And I know Charles is here. Charles did a great job in your absence.
I heard.
The kid can produce. The kid can produce.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Better not take any more days off.
No. You really set the show up, and we appreciate that. I know you did, Frankie. And Kara here. Thank you, Kara. We appreciate it. Nothing says that I'm back on the radio than my plastic fork and knife. Yeah. So thank you for getting into my French toast this morning. Mm. So we had a big Academy Awards. Everybody's talking about the Academy Awards. I can't just – I mean, great. We're going to get into it. But and now, of course, we got the caucuses, Iowa caucuses.
You're right. We're digesting the caucus results.
Which we – apparently we know that now Buttigieg.
Right. He won even though he didn't get the most votes. That apparently is what we know at this point.
I love it. I don't know what that was, man. And I was saying, Steve Martin, of course, they should just let Steve Martin be the permanent host of the Oscars. He's so wonderful. And he goes, we use the same app as the Iowa did. It was just, what are you kidding me? What happened with that? So now now we go to New Hampshire.
Right.
And tomorrow.
And they have a primary. They're like a lot of the civilized world. You just go into a voting booth and you just vote for who you want and then you leave. You don't have to spend 3 hours arguing, going into separate corners of the room, having your results tabulated with an app. This should be a much smoother operation than what we saw in Iowa.
Tomorrow. We got the New Hampshire primary, we'll see what's happening.
But it is exciting. The Oscar race was certainly exciting in some respects, but it is exciting tomorrow's election that we really don't know who's going to win. It appears Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders are neck and neck. Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar are, neck and neck for third and fourth place. And, Biden, if he has a bad night, he could end up finishing fourth or fifth.
He's not.
Eventually, this guy who everybody says is the most electable candidate is going to have to start winning elections.
You cut back to Ukraine in the phone call when they say, the president was saying, and what did I say from day one? I said, the president's not worried about Joe Biden. That had nothing to do with it because Joe Biden, I'll never get there. He thinks he's going to go into South Carolina and then he's going to get the quote-unquote African-American vote and he's going to go after that. How many times has he run already, Biden?
Twice, right? He ran in 88 and 2008. He always misses his time. The year for him to run would have been 92. The year for him to run would have been 2016. Yeah. He always is. No.
And I'm just loving. You know me, I love the drama of it all. I told you that. Donald J. Trump and Bernie Sanders run. Come on. Is there a better election than that?
It would be a fascinating, fascinating race for the country. And I don't think it's a race that Donald Trump would mind. Because Bernie is so far left, by his own admission, there is a gaping hole up the middle for some sort of centrist type candidate to come in. But at least at this point, it doesn't seem like anyone's likely to emerge.
Mike Bloomberg, they're waiting for Mr. Bloomberg to get in there. They're waiting for Mini Mike to get in there. It's going to be very, very interesting. But what was great at the debates? Klobuchar was great at the debate. Somebody told me about it. I'm going, you can't be serious. Not Klobuchar. Amy Klobuchar. Come on. She was the only one that made sense at the debate. Didn't agree with her, but she was at least she had points and she made valid points throughout.
She's doing very well, and a lot of donors I think are starting to give her a second look.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. 6:32. You know what we're going to do? Al, good, all good with you. You had a pre-anniversary dinner. David Burke's. Very nice.
Yeah, also saw his wife.
Yeah, she was with me. That's the whole point of the anniversary.
Not with your platonic friend.
No, that's in a few weeks. Okay. So my actual anniversary. Okay. No. We had dinner at David Burke Tavern on Saturday night.
Great.
Which is great.
Always
and
great.
Then
Always
we went
great.
To this Starbucks Reserve Roastery.
Whoa.
Which is on 14th Street.
Well,
it is the biggest Starbucks I've ever seen. It's three floors. They serve booze on the third floor. They serve regular coffee and pizzas and sandwiches. They had a charcuterie plate that was going upstairs to the bar that looked amazing.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom floor...
Don't hear the word charcuterie enough.
Trying to be a little fancy. And then on the bottom floor, they do these coffee flights, and they'll pour coffee over, like espresso over ice cream, affogato. It was amazing. My wife and I
had a... How much did all that cost?
That whole thing at Starbucks was something like $50 after my wife bought stuff, and I bought stuff, and whatever. They had... Knob Creek whiskey-infused coffee.
Wow.
The guy gave me a taste. It was fantastic. 8-ounce bag was $40. Oh. I'm good. I don't need it that bad.
Hey, thank you again to David Burke for giving us all gift certificates for Christmas.
Thank you. That was very nice. Use that. And got to park on the street twice for $9 and $10.
That's a win. When you get away with that, New York.
That's a win.
I got this.
Well, see, the parking garage for $40 or $9.50 on the street.
Now, I know the boss is here. The boss has actually made an entrance this early in the morning. We appreciate it. Come on in. All rise. We're just standing. Jerry, what are you doing here? Jerry Crowley here.
I've been vacuuming all morning. Anytime the executive team comes in from California, I vacuum. Why do you think
we went all out with the chairs for today as well?
Yeah. Did you see how clean my office is?
It's unbelievable.
I told Matt Zambolin, I said, hey man, could you just straighten my office up? And we did. Some angel came in over the weekend because my office is always notoriously not in order there, you know.
No, I tell you, it's amazing what we do when we're under pressure.
Yeah, it's so true. So nice. Jerry, thanks for coming in.
I wanted to ask you a question. Yeah. Actually, I had a reason.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, I had dinner last night because I got in late at the Bailey, and your announcements about Valentine's Day in the Bailey have almost sold it out.
Oh, thank you.
So if you have listeners out there, which you do, who want to go, they better hurry up.
Walked by there last night as I came in. That's a great place. And the gentleman, the boss there, whose name's
Joe.
It's great. So thank you. So we're doing well over there.
Yeah, we really are. So the future looks bright there. But I had a question, and I didn't hear your whole show.
Uh-oh.
I apologize. Uh-oh. What did you think of Eminem last night?
You know, I loved better than Eminem was Martin Scorsese falling asleep in the middle of the whole thing. The great Martin Scorsese nodded off in the middle of Eminem.
That was intentional.
Yeah.
I think so.
There's more music at the Academy Awards than there are at the Grammys.
You know, yeah. I don't know what it was. I don't know what Eminem was doing there. I didn't quite understand it. You know, but and the Academy Awards too. And we're talking about it when we go on Fox News. But this morning, and we'll get into it as we move on this morning. Jane Fonda at the end. Did you see Jane Fonda at the end? Did you say?
No, I missed that.
Jane Fonda. Am I right, guys? Yes. It was Jane Fonda.
Yes.
What was she doing there? They gave her a standing ovation.
Reviving her career.
I know. The Viet Cong were very, very happy to see her.
But Eminem, I think, just back to my question, I think it was disgusting.
I think when you
have to bleep half the show out and there are kids watching and he grabs his crotch through the whole show. Now, they told him to be careful about how deep he went with it, right? But I think it's just, that's the best show. You're a Hollywood star. You really are.
Well, now.
You think that's the best Hollywood can give this culture today?
When you think of the classic days, you're right. But, we'll get into it. And I just didn't like that Chris Rock did a cop joke. He does a anti-police joke after what we went through the last, you know, this weekend. Hey, Jerry, good to see you. And we're
nice
here.
Nice to see you. And if we're back later, it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, please.
We don't know. This could be it. This could be our farewell tour.
Our boss, Jerry Crowley, the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler in our Raccoon Lodge.
Living legend.
Thank you, Albert.
Thank you, Al.
And we have the brass coming in from California. We welcome them handily with open arms. Thank you, boss. And we will be on best behavior, sir. Thank you very much. 6:37. We're going to take a short news break with Al Gattulo. Then Rick Klein from ABC News is going to join us right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says he's horrified by the two attacks on NYPD officers that happened over the weekend in the Bronx. He condemned both shootings, added that there is zero tolerance for attacks of any kind against law enforcement. Early Sunday morning, a lieutenant shot in the arm rushed to Lincoln Hospital. He's expected to recover with another officer after also being treated for minor injuries. Investigators believe 45-year-old Robert Williams, who is now in custody, is also responsible for Saturday night shooting that left an officer wounded. The Royal Caribbean cruise ship checked for the 2019 coronavirus in Bayonne, scheduled to depart today following an all-clear diagnosis. Mayor Jimmy Davis says all tests performed on the passengers aboard the Anthem of the Seas that docked Friday shows they were not infected. The vessel cleared to set sail for the Bahamas. The illness emerged in Wuhan, China in December, now globally includes over 40,000 cases and more than 900 deaths. An Anthem crew member was found dead on the ship last week, but Royal Caribbean and Port Authority officials say the death is not related to the coronavirus. In sports, the Knicks four-game winning streak over after they lost to the Hawks in double overtime, 140-135. Rangers over the Kings, 4-1. And the XFL, the New York Guardians, now 1-0 after winning their first-ever game yesterday. They knocked out the Tampa Bay Vipers, 23-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The inbound GWB over an hour to the upper level with an accident being cleared on that upper level under the apartments. If you're going to be heading into the lower level from 8095 locals, that's about 30 minutes, 25 from 4, 35 to 40 from 46, and 25 from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes into town. Outbound Lincoln, some earlier problems cleared. Holland still 20 in from both approaches. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you take a ride to the Cross Island North and Northern Boulevard with an accident. Westbound Belt by Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident over there, and some stop-and-go traffic at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge. Lower level getting into town. It looks like you have a disabled vehicle to deal with over there. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Rick Klein from ABC News is going to join us momentarily, 642. I want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We love Fred. We love Johnny. We love Michael, Marianne, the Cacace family, Enzo, who greets you when you go to Avenue R. Nostrand, right there in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. And you will experience one of the five best Italian restaurants, not only in Brooklyn, not only in New York, but in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been there since 1964. We want you to stop in and experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And then, as you listen, and I know Little Rock, I always say, hey, Lucinda in Texas, God bless you. I know you're down there listening in Texas and Nashville, Tennessee. When we get your social correspondence that you see in your supermarket, Michael's of Brooklyn, right on the shelf. Do you know that that sauce is made right there in the neighborhood on Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, right there? When I go there, Fred always goes, all right, Joe, welcome to the restaurant. What do you want to do? You want to see the sauce made. And I love to see the sauce made right there. It's right there. As authentic
as Italian sauce is it's Michael's of Brooklyn, and it's on your supermarket shelves all around the country. But if you're in New York, you're in New Jersey, you're in Connecticut, and you visit, you must stop at Avenue R. Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, live from New York. We're screaming 50,000 watts from Wall Street and online at AM 970, The Answer. We are the flagship station for all of Salem Media and proud to be. Rick Klein is the political director for ABC News. He is from Long Island. We love Rick being from Long Island and doing so well. You did good, kid. Rick, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
Hello, my friend. Great to be with you.
You did. Do you watch the Academy Awards on ABC yesterday? They did. I thought the broadcast was they did a great job technically. Do you watch this, Rick, knowing you have to get up and cover politics in the morning?
You trying to get me in trouble here, Joe?
I know.
Even the New Hampshire primary, it was on, and I saw it there. But man, there's a lot going on here that has nothing to do with the movies. This is our political Oscars.
Thank you. I know, but I can't. Can you believe what? First of all, Iowa. I mean, I can't get over that. It's just hysterical. Steve Martin did that funny joke on the Oscars yesterday. They said we're going to use the same app that they used in Iowa. I just can't believe that he got there. What's the end game? Buttigieg apparently edged out Bernie Sanders in Iowa. I mean, is that final, Rick? We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we got the last numbers actually last night, and the campaign's going to ask for what they call a re-canvassing, kind of like a recount. But it's over. Two delegates separate the two, and all of that time and all of that money and all of that effort and all the hours I was up too late last week was all about two delegates. And that's going to be how much Pete Buttigieg beat Bernie Sanders by, even though Sanders got a couple thousand more votes. So I think most people are going to think of it as like two winners, and also what the heck was this about, and also why are we going to ever come back to Iowa? I've heard a lot of buzz about the end of the caucuses, which are a storied and great tradition, but let's face it, a little dated.
Yeah, the candidates were a bit more combative in the debate, and Amy Klobuchar, I think, came through. Joe Biden, your feeling, Rick Klein, on Joe Biden, is he just going to fade, or will he resurface in South Carolina?
I mean, the fact that he came into our debate at ABC on Friday night, and the first thing he said was, I'm going to lose here, was about as deflating a moment as I can imagine for a campaign. And I think it reflects, the Biden camp. Biden himself recognized that this is not the party he used to be. It's not the party maybe he thought it was, and that things are just not happening for him here. There's just nothing. What that means for his candidacy, there's people around him that continue to think he's got a reservoir of support and he can pop through and maybe he could still surprise people and have another comeback. But the bottom line is that they're looking down the road to South Carolina, which there's got about 60%. African-American vote in the Democratic primary, and he's popular among black voters. And if that continues, then he's got a chance. If not, then it's going to be the end of a long and illustrious career.
In New Hampshire, you thinking Mayor Pete's going to edge out Bernie up there? What are you hearing? What do you think, Rick Klein?
So he's got the hot hand, and that often works. He's got the big mo, as HW once said, and people are coming to his events, and they're excited to see him, and they're there's buzz, there's energy around his campaign. He's also taking a lot of hits from not just Biden, but Tom Steyer's got a big ad out against him, too. I mean, people are hitting Mayor Pete, putting gloves on him. Even Amy Klobuchar was doing it. Bernie Sanders won big here last time. And, I think people haven't focused quite on what that means and the fact that he has this very loyal core of supporters that are not going to be moved. No one's really attacking Bernie. They recognize how strong he is. And he's considered the far and away favorite. So, Buttigieg, I think realistically, of course, he'd like to win, but a strong second, I think the campaign would take that and move on to the next phase.
Yeah, over the weekend, both Joe Biden and Andrew Cuomo said that if Bernie were to be the nominee, it would be tough for Democrats running around the country to carry that label of socialist. Does the polling bear that out?
Well, in some ways, yes, although socialism is not quite as unpopular as people that you and I may think, let's say. It doesn't have the same kind of tag that a lot of folks do think about, that you grew up in the kind of the Cold War era. You think one way. And Bernie's tapped into something real. And his argument is, I'm going to expand the coalition. I'm going to bring new people out. I'm going to get things done that couldn't have gotten done before because other people are going to be part of the process. But yeah, look, there's no question that a lot of those newly elected House members from 2018, a lot of people from battleground states and districts, they're looking at the prospect of Bernie Sanders and his positions at the top of the ticket as a potential nightmare. And there's a lot of concern about what that means, and there's a lot of concern that if he is the top of the ticket, that it's going to be hard for Democrats everywhere. That's kind of a strategic argument to make for voters. I don't know how many people are saying, well, I want to make sure when I'm voting in New Hampshire that I'm helping someone, you know, that might be running for office in Michigan. But that's I think it's undeniable that one of the risks you take with Bernie is we've never really done this before. And he says things and he has positions that are different than really any candidate for a major party reform.
Yeah, so true. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Rick, we appreciate you always joining us this early in the morning. Mike Bloomberg, numbers seem to be creeping up. I can't get a read on how that will play out unless it's a brokered convention. Rick, before we let you go, what are your thoughts on Bloomberg?
Well, I think Bloomberg had a terrific week last week by dint of the Iowa meltdown and now the rise of Bernie. That's exactly the situation that he was hoping for, banking on, when he started dumping money into this race. And he, you know, he looks pretty smart for making a play that the left would take over the party and that the Democrats would not be able to sort things out cleanly and that they may need someone mm-hmm. who could be in play everywhere to clean up the mess. And we'll see. He's still not on the ballot for another, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks or so. And that's an eternity. This has only been 1 week since Iowa. So, you know, keep that in perspective. But look, he's still everywhere. And as you know, the guy has a lot of money and he's willing to spend it.
Yeah. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News from Long Island to Princeton University to political director for ABC News. You've done good, kid. Rick, I know it's early, man, and I know how hard you work, brother. Our love to you and the family on Long Island, but we always appreciate you jumping on the air with us.
Hey, you bet, my friend. Talk soon.
Thank you. Rick Klein right there. 6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Piscopo, Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al, Debbie Duhaime, always looking out for you traffic-wise right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the inbound GWB upper level. They finally cleaned up an accident, but it's over an hour. Looks like 80 minutes into the upper level of the GWB from 8095 Express. Go to the lower level. That's going to be about 40 from 8095 Local, 25 from 4, 35 from 46, about 30 minutes in from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 into town. Hollinsdale, 25. We're still seeing volume this morning as you take a ride to the Bronx River Parkway South by the Bronx Zoo with an accident over there. The westbound belt at Francis Lewis Boulevard, accident now on the shoulder. And traffic moving a little bit slowly at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, lower level, with a disabled vehicle still working, heading through that particular area as well. Speeds are reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge with slick conditions. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Wednesday night, the Seton Hall Pirates are back in action on AM 970, The Answer, as the Hall takes on the Creighton Blue Jays at Prudential Center. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. 6:20 pregame, 6:30 opening tip. A Big East battle between Seton Hall and Creighton on AM 970.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today with occasional rain, high 48. Cloudy and damp tonight. Some rain and drizzle at times, mainly after midnight, low 42. Tomorrow, cloudy. Periods of rain in the morning, followed by a lingering shower in the afternoon, high 49. Wednesday, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 46. More rain is likely Wednesday night. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Joe Lumberg right there at 6:53 with Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, telling you about Retro Fitness. I'm so proud to tell you about Retro Fitness. I'm so proud to tell you about my affiliation with Retro Fitness. I give a shout out to my business gal pal, Stacy, who's standing by for you, by the way. You want to call 908-238-3695 because we got this gym in Flemington, New Jersey. It's so cool. You know, I always wanted a gym. This is great. So I'm like, not only do I just own a gym, we own a Retro Fitness, something you might want to consider. It's so much fun. People come in. People my age come in. They keep themselves in such shape. The boomers are in. Young folks are in there just learning how to work out. The beefy monsters walk in. You know, those big guys and gals walk in. And we have everything at Retro Fitness in Flemington. We have the aerobic upstairs. We have the full aerobic floor of every aerobic piece of equipment that you need. Then we have these classes. See, if you do that $0 enrollment that we are offering you from Retro Fitness, you can sign up for our ultimate membership with a $0 enrollment fee with no gimmicks and no fees. That's a $0 enrollment fee just in time to get your body in shape for summer, right? So, because Retro C is always thinking of ways to give members the upper hand. So when you get the $0 enrollment fee, you got group fitness classes, the spin class at our gym in Flemington. I could never keep up with these gals that are on the spin, or they do the yoga classes. You have unlimited guest privileges, access to all of our Retro Fitness locations all around the country. But we're going to try to get you down to Flemington. And here's the number, 908-238-3695. Or go, please, to retrofitness.com. Go look the locations. Come to Flemington, New Jersey. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio live from New York City.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
Are you dancing, baby? Come on, it's Monday. We got this Monday. I got this Monday for you. Frankie Five Boroughs is here 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Big Al is here. And it's all about the Academy Awards last night, but I am so upset about what's going on with law enforcement in New York City particularly. I do not understand how this happens. I do not understand how these people are still voted into office when we have two attempted assassinations of police officers. And it makes me livid. It makes me livid that this is one creep. This creep, I got to turn to Frankie for a second. You're not going to believe this creep was in custody, Frankie, for almost the same exact thing. Am I right or wrong? In when, 2002 it was?
That's right. I mean, this is, I have a feeling as more facts, as we learn more facts about this person, the more we'll learn that he probably should not have been out on the street. So this is incredible. And the one aspect which I haven't heard a lot of people mention is, you know, last weekend there were all these anti-cop protesters all over the subway, including Grand Central, spray painting this anti-cop graffiti, which, by the way, cost the taxpayers and the MTA $100,000 to clean up all that graffiti, saying things like F the police, NYPD equals KKK, all sorts of anti-cop rhetoric. You're not going to tell me that if someone's mentally unstable and has a predisposition to violence, as I have no doubt this person was, that is not providing a ready-made target for somebody that is teetering.
He got paroled. Is that what he was in?
That's my understanding.
This parole board.
Paroled in 2017.
Who's on the parole board again, Frankie? You told me this once before.
They're gubernatorial appointees. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yes. Can you fire them all?
The governor absolutely can.
Can the governor just go, look, I'm done with this? Come on. I know Andrew Cuomo has it in his heart to do that.
Yeah.
But you know what? He does.
He's paroled in 2017. 2018, he's arrested again for fighting with cops who confronted him about sleeping in his car. And then he was locked up for violating his parole a year ago, January of 2019.
And on the street
How
again.
Is this guy not in jail?
Nobody goes to jail anymore.
Well, that's it. Yeah. That's the thing.
And
just let them all out.
This is what you get. And we stand fast behind the NYPD and thank the NYPD for their stellar service, one of the most elite law enforcement organizations on the planet, right in New York, just totally being disrespected
by the politicians in this great city. Sergeant Joseph Aperitrice will join us, founder of Blue Lives Matter in New York City. Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to jump on the air with us as well. And Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist from the New York Post. It's Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie right here on AM 970 The Answer, live from the greatest city in the world. We ain't going down, baby. We are standing fast. We're your oasis, and we're so proud to have you with us this morning on the Joe Piscopo Morning Show, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA revealing the cost of damage done by protesters on January 31st. Dozens of subway stations covered in graffiti, video screens were smashed, and MetroCard machines soaked in glue. Police are still searching for suspects caught on surveillance video doing the damage. The price tag for repairs, over $100,000. Activists protested at Grand Central Terminal on the 31st, demanding free MTA service and no police in the subway. Police in Asbury Park investigating a shooting that sent someone to the hospital over the weekend. Asbury Park Press reporting the unidentified victim shot early yesterday. Victim hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been announced in connection to the case. In sports, Hawks beat the Knicks in double overtime, 140-135. Rangers over the Kings 4-1. XFL, the Guardians beat the Vipers 23-3.